about 10 years ago or longer, Planned Parenthood left the community. Since then, really no family planning clinic that's targeted at youth and young adults and the vulnerable people. The county here doesn't provide any family planning, no education, no condoms.
That's Becky Twomley. She and two other healthcare professionals in the Brainerd area have created We Are. The R in We Are stands for Advocates for Reproductive Education. They began by partnering with The Shop in downtown Brainerd. It's a youth drop-in center. They offered monthly conversations about sexual health called Sex Talks that still continue. And then about a year and a half ago, they opened the We Are Clinic, now open 3 days a week to the public. The purpose of We Are is to provide young women and men sex education and reproductive health services not available in Crow Wing County. Becky Twomley told me more about the crisis in Crow Wing County.
High pregnancy rates, unintended pregnancy rates, or adolescent pregnancy rate for 18 to 19-year-olds in Crow Wing County. We're in the top 10 out of 87 counties. I think there's only 12 out of 87 that don't do any kind of family planning, and we are one of them. We're more than twice the state average for our pregnancy rate for that age range, which I think speaks to not only lack of education, but then also lack of access or barriers to service, to birth control, to STI testing, to that kind of thing.
I'm Heidi Holton. This is our Strong Women series where we meet women involved in their communities of northern Minnesota. Last spring, KAXE-KBXE held a community meeting in Brainerd, and we heard from a number of people about the women behind the We Are Clinic. I recently had the chance to visit with Jen Van Horn, Sue Hadlin, intern Devin Charlier, and executive director Becky Twomley. Twomley told me We Are offers a different model of patient care.
And I think it's really important for people to understand that this is a different model. So, if a young person walks in and they just want to sit down and talk to a practitioner about questions about gender, or they just want to talk to them about what are the options of birth control, we don't bill them. They can sit for a half hour. They can sit for an hour. It's confidential. We try to have a really non-judgmental environment. Although we're not tied to social services, we don't have access always to, some of the help that we wish we could. We try to do what we can.
A young person's being trafficked, we can talk to Lutheran Social Services and their Saving Grace program.
I think, too, we want it to be comfortable, and we hear a lot of comments about that. That the space is comfortable, that it's fun, but people feel like they could just come here, and if they have to sit an hour, there's, books they can read, and they can have hot tea, and they can...
They can be honest, open about what they're really worried about, what they're really concerned about, what they really need to know.
That's Jen Van Horn. She's a clinic manager at We Are Clinic in Brainerd. This is a conversation from the reception area at We Are with the women who run it. It's Strong Women on KAXE, KBXE. Now more about the origins of We Are.
Yeah, when we started, we really thought we were going to focus on that 18 to 19-year-old, maybe a little bit younger, maybe 16 to 21. But initially, we saw a lot of people that were older than that, kind of the 25 to 35. And I think, we have a high uninsured rate here. We have a lot of people that are underinsured. We've got a service economy. We have a lot of large employers who were grandfathered in on the Affordable Care Act. So right in our neighborhood here, we have an employer who doesn't cover birth control for any of the
full-time employees.
So we find a lot of typically what we would call older patients that, need those services, and we can fit them in on a sliding fee scale, and they can get what they need for a lower cost than going through a traditional healthcare. And I think that it's taken a while for word of mouth with younger people. We're seeing more and more. We certainly, for the last 6 months, we're meeting exceeding our budgeted patient goals, which is 30 to 40 patients a month. So we're open clinic days, 5 hours each day, so 15 hours a week.
Along with clinic hours and a weekly clinic at Central Lakes College, they do a monthly sex talk at The Shop, a youth drop-in center in Brainerd.
The kids are paid to come if they participate. We have a question of the day that's set up around the topic. So if the topic's about chlamydia, there'll be a question they're given, you know, about chlamydia. They can use their phones to answer it. They can talk to their buddy, whatever. They just need to answer it. Then we have about a 40-minute facilitated discussion. If they interact, if they answer or ask a question, they get a condom and candy. There's lots of data that when you provide kids, especially kids that are at risk, that maybe don't have, you know, strong family structures and a community, that provides just a little bit of a incentive to, yeah, to be part of something. And okay, then they get pizza.
Kids tell other kids. And what we see is over the year, you know, as we repeat a topic the next fall, the kids who've been there before are like, oh, well, I know that.
Besides the education talks at a drop-in clinic, The Shop, in the Brainerd area, We Are Advocates for Reproductive Education is in collaboration with Central Lakes College and their nursing department. Jennifer Van Horn tells us more.
We're there Mondays and Wednesdays, and we're there for 2 hours each day. So it's just open. It's a walk-in. You can come ask questions. It's staffed by either a nurse, an RN, or a nurse practitioner. We do some limited testing, as Sue said there, and we do some birth control options are available there, but it has to be appropriate to the setting and the patient. There's parameters on that. But then we also kind of have been working on developing a partnership with the nursing program, trying to get the nursing students, they have an AD nursing program, so RN students, trying to engage them, especially with like the education component. They get involved in some of our events, like our STI testing day, and now we've developed this lunch and learn that we're doing, so it's yet another education program. I think what we see is that the students are becoming more and more aware of us.
So maybe they, you know, just will pop in and have a question, but they don't have time to actually have an appointment when they're at CLC, but then maybe they'll show up, you know, a couple days later here.
And that education component that Jen talked about, we're doing our next lunch and learn on Monday on syphilis, and we have a couple students who are like, I'd like to help, and so we give them a little piece to present for 5 minutes.
Sue Hadlin is a longtime nurse practitioner. Becky Twomley retired from pharmacy, but now the clinic director at We Are. I asked them if they thought that the need for reproductive education would be as strong in 2019.
I can't believe that we have to do this in 2019. When I think back to the 70s, and I was in high school and then in college in pharmacy school, I would never have envisioned that we are still working on increasing access to birth control and that people are still like carving out reproductive health from our healthcare.
And it's like teaching health and always leaving out everything from the waist to the knees.
Yeah,
you know,
it's crazy.
We can talk about the heart, we can talk about the lungs, we can talk about your stomach, and then we'll talk about your knees. But, you know, it's like there's something wrong with understanding how our bodies work and how we reproduce.
And the evidence is there. I mean, we know every other country, they provide, you know, birth control at reasonable rates or for free. They have far less abortion. They have far less unintended pregnancy. They have far less adolescent parenthood.
Less sexual assault.
That's nurse practitioner Sue Hadlin from We Are Clinic. Executive Director Becky Twomley.
So I think there's several gaps. So there's that education gap in the high school. So there was something, there was a class in eighth grade and then really nothing in high school. I think that's changed now, but just recently. So, you know, over the last decade or so, there really has been a lack of comprehensive sex ed in the schools here. Public health at the county for at least the last decade has not provided education, family planning. They actually sort of gutted their public health department and went to just two public health nurses from eight. So most of the education they do is around WIC and around nutrition. And they also are not giving out even condoms. So they had a bunch of free condoms from the Minnesota Department of Health, and they actually gave them to us when we started.
But there are changes in the county, and we're hoping that we can collaborate with the county. And there's certainly interest among social services to see some of that collaboration happen, and we're hoping that will
happen. And I don't want this to sound at all like the people that work at the county aren't doing their job and wanting to be providing all of this information. It's just that the county board at that time was restricting them. So then the consequences of that, of course, are high pregnancy rates, unintended pregnancy rates, or adolescent pregnancy rate for 18 to 19-year-olds in Crow Wing County. We're in the top 10 out of 87 counties. I think there's only 12 out of 87 that don't do any kind of family planning, and we are one of them. We're more than twice the state average for our pregnancy rate for that age range, which I think speaks to not only lack of education, but then also lack of access or barriers to service, to birth control, to STI testing, to that kind of thing. STIs are climbing at epidemic rates across the U.S., in Minnesota, and of course they are here as well.
Our chlamydia rate here at the clinic was higher than the county rate by almost double, we believe, because people were coming in who would not have gone in elsewhere or were afraid to go in.
The We Are Clinic provides reproductive education, clinical checkups, and can prescribe birth control and medication on site. I hadn't realized how much of a barrier traditional healthcare, insurance or lack of insurance, and then visiting a pharmacy can be for someone's reproductive health. I asked about the politics of abortion and if that came up as they were trying to open the clinic.
It came up every time we tried to find a place to rent, actually.
What does services mean? Not abortion.
No.
Here.
No. Yeah. We provide yearly annual exams for women. We do testing for sexually transmitted infections for men and women. We treat women for vaginal infections, urinary tract infections. We do breast exams. We do pregnancy tests.
We treat our STI infections
and other minor infections here. Provide all methods of birth control, including intrauterine devices and implants and birth control pills.
As we navigated throughout the community, we would find out pretty quickly if someone wasn't just going to be a supporter. And we didn't want to be in any building renting from someone who couldn't get behind what we're doing. Because, of course, I mean, we feel that one of the main things we're doing is preventing abortion, right? By increasing access to birth control and providing, you know, the long-acting reversible contraception. The IUDs and implants are, you know, very effective for 3 to 5 years. And so by offering, you know, that kind of service to women.
But again, we're about choices.
Yep.
And that people get to make choices and they get to change their mind if they don't like something. And a lot of young people say they might have gotten a method of birth control, but then were embarrassed to go back because they didn't like it and they didn't want to have to argue with someone about it. So right away from the beginning of a visit, we're talking about that. You need to let us know how things are going. And so we are very cognizant of that and make outreach to patients. One thing we have is a text line. We text our patients with reminders. We text them and say, how are things going? They text us all the time.
Part of the conversation we had in the comfort of the reception room at We Are Clinic was with their college intern, Devin Charlier. She couldn't speak enough about how even her first 3 weeks had changed what she thought about doing with her future. As she told me, I've found my people. I couldn't quite put my finger on how to describe the conversation I had with these women in Brainerd, and I think that Jen Van Horn, the clinic manager and nursing instructor, as well as a nurse at Essentia Health, said it best.
We're like superheroes at removing barriers.
Strong Women on KAXE, KBXE. Catch up on our series at our website, kaxe.org. And to find out more information, go to wearebrainerd.org. If you know someone in your community, a strong woman with a story to tell, send them our way. Email comments at kaxe.org. I'm Heidi Holton. This Strong Women segment made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
It's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, again, another great locally produced feature on Northern Community Radio. The kind of features that should spark your interest and say, you know what, wow, I don't get that very many places. Why don't I become a member? Well, this is your opportunity to become a member. Give us a call at 800-662-5799. $5 a month is a great entry-level way to become a brand-new member. And you do that, we throw $100 on top of that. We had a generous match from one of our members. Two of our members came in and used that as an incentive to get more people to pledge. 800-662-5799.
Scott Hall joins us in the studio now. Scott was instrumental in helping me produce this segment. It's not an easy thing to do to put something together like this, and so thank you for doing that.
Well, you turned what, an hour and a half of interviews into a 10-minute story, 12-minute story. And, you know, it's a controversial issue. It remains a controversial issue. And it wasn't only just about strong women. It's about an issue important to people and families across everywhere in the United States. Here's a little bit of an update, a follow-up to our report on the We Are Clinic. And that is, later today, two bills are being heard by the Health and Human Services Finance Committee in the Minnesota Legislature. That would be in the House. One of them would require that all state-regulated health plans cover all FDA-approved contraceptives, counseling, and follow-up service. That would include allowing patients to receive up to a year of birth control at a time at no out-of-pocket costs. Another bill would increase funding for critical preventive health care services. This is from the Minnesota's Family Planning Special Projects Grant. It would help offset the current Title 10 gag rule. And the Title 10 gag rule limits the amount of information healthcare providers can give to their patients about reproductive planning and healthcare. So if those issues are important to you, you can contact your legislators today. That hearing is going to occur at about 12:45 this afternoon in the Minnesota House of Representatives. You might want to call your state representative.